Welcome today to Interview Series with Outstanding Professionals. We are conducting an exclusive interview with Rory McCall, a leading authority in Microsoft technologies, a Microsoft certified trainer, consultant advisor to corporations, and Microsoft System Center Operations Manager, MVP. Rory, considering your very busy schedule, we thank you for doing this interview with us.
My pleasure.
Rory, can you give me a little bit about your background?
Sure. I am a principal consultant at a company called Infront Consulting Group, and Infront focuses on the deployment, integration, and customization of different Microsoft System Center technologies within large corporate enterprise environments. My role there is to help and assist in the deployment and integration of those technologies, as well as manage a group of consultants that we have that provide similar services to our corporate customers.
Rory, can you share one or more stories which involve systems management and a focus on the System Center family?
Sure. So looking at our different customers in the corporate space, we have done a lot of work across different verticals. And some of the challenges that customers are facing, particularly in today's economic times, are they're looking at the investments that they're making from their capital budgets primarily into monitoring technologies and change and management technologies, and really needing to justify those to senior levels of management. So when faced with analyzing their current investments into a variety of different technologies, the System Center suite of products typically comes out as one of the less expensive offerings. And that's where we're typically engaged, is to help a customer to deploy and integrate those technologies within their environment. So different goals and objectives that our customers are looking to achieve would include, in addition to a cost reduction, the ability to proactively monitor and understand the health as well as the auditing component within their back-end mission-critical server infrastructure. With newer releases of the Operations Manager product as one example, they're not only looking at monitoring and being proactively alerted and notified on their Windows, both applications and operating systems, but also now through the cross-platform extensions on their non-Microsoft operating systems and devices. And then beyond that, with configuration management, they're struggling with deploying patches effectively to their production systems, and this encompasses oftentimes both the desktop and the server, but as well, more particularly on the server side, they're looking at coming up with a way to manage their baseline configuration. So when they build a system for a production release and it has a specific role or objective within a role within the enterprise, that base image has a tendency to change quite dramatically from the point in which it's released into production to 3, 6, 12 months down the road, or even a week down the road when certain patches come out and configuration changes need to be met. So we help an organization to develop baselines for their different mission critical server roles that they can monitor changes against. And those are obviously fluid baselines that do get updated on a continuous basis with the release of known changes and known patches, but they can also be alerted to changes that aren't approved or aren't known within the environment, and then make the decision based upon their process of whether to incorporate that into the base configuration as a valid change and mark the alert or the notification as resolved or closed, or whether to take action and undo the change that was made. And then from a backup perspective, we help organizations analyze whether their disaster recovery plans are sufficient based upon the technologies in which they've implemented. And Microsoft has released an application known as Data Protection Manager, which provides ties into a number of different Microsoft technologies like Active Directory and Exchange, as well as SharePoint, and allows customers to back those up and have quick restoration times in retrieving either individual files or recovering entire servers if they do go offline and become unavailable.
Why are you passionate about systems management using System Center?
Well, one of the reasons that I'm passionate is because we do tend to see an almost immediate return on investment to a customer, especially if they've been working with other monitoring and management technologies that typically are more expensive and can involve having many more resources dedicated to the ongoing maintenance and administration of those. The System Center family of products provides graphical interfaces which are fairly easy to work with, and once you understand the technology behind the application, they become more intuitive to work with and interface with. From a command line perspective, we're seeing more and more administrators. I guess going back 4 or 5 years, we saw a number of administrators who were very passionate about working in the GUI, and some of those still are. But as we see role convergence within the enterprise, where maybe a Unix administrator or someone with a Unix background who favors the command prompt has now been engaged in the Windows administration, with the introduction and support of PowerShell for many of these technologies, they're able to leverage a lot of that command line preference and utilize Command Shell to do the ongoing or to perform the ongoing administration and maintenance of the given applications, and quite frankly, automate a lot of their tasks. The other thing that we're finding that I particularly enjoy is the ability to get insight into all of the mission-critical systems within an enterprise. So when we look at monitoring those mission-critical systems and look at trying to manage the configuration changes on those, we're able to get insight into what determines the overall health and security of those systems. So it's never boring. It's always a challenge and something that we quite enjoy being faced with.
Can you profile the products in the System Center family?
Sure. So there are really 4 core products, in my opinion, right now in the System Center product family. Those obviously will change over the course of time, and different names and acronyms will be released by Microsoft. But if we look at the core family, it consists of System Center Configuration Manager, which is primarily used for change and configuration management. That would include patch management, application deployment, operating system deployment, asset inventory, as well as hardware, software inventories, and license monitoring. That technology was referred to previously as Systems Management Server, but is now referred to as Configuration Manager. On the Operations Manager side, again, going back to the previous version, we had MOM 2005, or Microsoft Operations Manager, and now we have System Center Operations Manager 2007. And the features and functionality that that product provides is the ability to proactively monitor the health of your different production systems, both clients and desktops, although it tends to be utilized more often with your server infrastructure at this time than your client infrastructure. And by alerting you to what's going on and the overall health of an application, it can allow an administrator to take corrective action before that issue becomes an outage and affects availability of that system and leads to a productivity loss of one or multiple users within the organization. The second component of Operations Manager is the ability to centrally collect and then report on all of the security events that are written to the Windows Security Event Log, and then through additional third-party offerings from companies like SecureVantage Technologies, we're able to collect syslog-related events so that we can now monitor security in a more heterogeneous type of environment. The Data Protection Center product would be the third offering in that System Center suite, and it offers integration into different Microsoft applications to allow for the shadow copy service to take snapshot backups to disk and store those differential backups on hard drives as opposed to tape, although you can integrate with existing tape media. And that, in turn, by having it on disk, allows for faster response in the case of an outage, or faster disaster recovery response times, as well as the ability, depending on the scenario, to actually empower the end user to roll back to a previous version of an application that they're working on and restore that from the various hard drive media. And then finally, really a newcomer to the System Center space is the System Center Virtual Machine Manager. And that is something that would integrate with both a Hyper-V implementation or a VMware implementation, where organizations have likely looked at the need to consolidate a number of their physical servers into a virtual server configuration, and now they need a tool to help manage and monitor those systems and interact with the different platforms so that they can incorporate failover and redundancy as well as get access to those virtual platforms to perform ongoing administration.
So that's a really interesting sort of picture of the System Center family. So what are some other related Microsoft solutions connected to systems management?
Well, that's a very good question, and I guess they come in a number of different forms. So Microsoft, depending on your license agreement, I believe this is something that would be available to enterprise agreement holders, have a suite of technologies that they've incorporated into something known as the Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack, or referred to oftentimes as MDOP. And MDOP really provides access to technologies that would enhance the support in a large enterprise environment of desktop applications and provide additional recovery tool sets, some of which have been acquired through third parties and then rebranded and integrated, as well as in some cases re-architected or built upon by Microsoft. So examples there would be the acquisition of SoftGrid, which Microsoft is now referring to as AppV, or application virtualization, where we have the ability to implement a set of policies, and those policies can dictate or govern what applications a user is seeing on their desktop when they log on, but the application doesn't actually reside on the desktop. So one of the areas where this can be beneficial is if we have a customer that needs to use multiple versions of an application. Access is a good example where there could be conflicts of having two versions of that application installed on the same system. We can package that up as a virtual application package, show two different Access application icons, each for the different version on their desktop, and when they click that, that application is actually downloaded and exists in a separate memory space, so it's completely isolated from the other application that could run at the same time on their desktop, avoiding conflicts. Additional software included in the desktop optimization pack includes the Asset Inventory Service, which provides organizations the ability to fairly easily evaluate the licensing that's being used and the applications that are being used within the enterprise. One of the challenges that we've seen just actually this week in talking to a customer was a large engineering company of engineered products has grown fairly organically and has a number of different offices worldwide now, and each office really operated autonomously from an IT perspective. So they acquired licenses and installed applications on their own. And now as they've grown and they're trying to consolidate the management and centralize the management of their IT administration, the challenge that they're facing is really getting an understanding of all of the applications that are out there and the usage patterns around those applications. So the Asset Inventory Service can help in that regard. Another tool that's included in the MDOP product list would be your disaster and recovery tool set. And this is something that is available and can be very beneficial from an administrative, a technical perspective in helping an administrator to recover from a server that's crashed, or on the desktop level, if they have found a system infected with malware or spyware, they might want to disconnect that system from the network, reboot it into an environment where they can cleanse the system and run a suite of tools locally, say from a CD or DVD drive or even a mounted virtual CD or DVD drive, and correct or remove that spyware and malware and then bring the system back online in a cleansed state. And then other tools included in that product list would be the advanced group policy management tools, which help a large organization to implement process around the management of their group policies. So something that we run into on an ongoing basis with large organizations is it's very likely that you have 10, maybe 20 people in the core server desktop administrative groups that have domain admin privileges. And anyone, you likely know, with domain admin privileges has the ability to modify group policies. And an inappropriate change to a group policy or a restrictive change has the potential to lead to an outage. So we want to avoid that happening. And one of the ways to do that is to implement a process around the release, the production release cycle of a group policy and the management of that. So the advanced group policy management tools facilitate the ability to specify different roles, and each role has a specific list of permissions or restrictions associated with it, so that one individual could be the editor of the group policy, another could be a reviewer, but not have certain access that the editor would have had, and then finally to release that, we could have an approver role that would approve that and actually publish that into the production environment. And then it also includes an offline store with some rollback capabilities and some better documentation capabilities around describing why a certain setting within a group policy was in fact enabled, so that another administrator can say, oh, well, that makes sense, and obviously it's not having a negative impact within the environment, so we'll leave that and possibly modify it or simply approve it at that point in time.
Do you have any other additional related Microsoft solutions?
Well, certainly the different resource kits that are out and available can enhance the monitoring and the maintenance of Windows systems. And then there are a number of third-party tools that typically provide point solutions to different problems within a large corporate environment. One of the challenges that we see within the large enterprise is, with any tool set, is the ability to take that software application and really effectively integrate that into a corporate environment. And what I mean by that, if I can share an example, is if we look at a monitoring or management tool, that in and of itself may do a great job at collecting data and alerting you to different issues that come up from time to time within your environment. But in the context of a large organization, that tool in and of itself isn't enough if it's not integrated into an existing ticketing system, which is really the process that's followed by the help desk people or first level support all the way up to second, third, and then subject matter expert within the organization to help escalate and resolve the issue. And then once it is resolved, having that second, third level support or subject matter expert who has resolved the issue close the ticket and then communicate that ticket closure back to your operating system, that helps to automate the cleanup of the console and make sure that you are clearing out the incidents as they become resolved, and can go back and track and run different availability or service level agreement reports against those.
Would you consider PowerShell sort of part of the available tools to help in system management?
Yes, definitely. That's a great point. So the integration of PowerShell into some of the System Center suite, and I say some because it isn't something that's available in all of the System Center products, but it certainly extends the administration capabilities and provides an alternative to administrators who may have a necessity to automate certain tasks, and those can't be automated through the GUI from time to time, or even perform certain functions that they may be difficult or hidden within the GUI to perform. So again, a point example here, looking at Operations Manager, is the need to automate the configuration of what we call maintenance mode, or putting a server into maintenance mode where alerting will be suppressed. Actually, monitoring is decommissioned or disabled during the maintenance mode time frame, where we know a certain change or certain work is going to be done to that production server. That's something that really can only be scheduled through PowerShell at this point in time. So it certainly does have its place in helping you make administrative changes en masse and automate those through the configuration of, say, a maintenance mode type task.
So what hard-to-find tips do you have for IT pros concerning system management?
Well, that's a great question, and there are certainly, I think, the tips and the tricks that we've found from our consulting work are fairly extensive. The first thing that I would encourage customers to do is really start with an evaluation of what they truly want to accomplish and come up with both a requirements list and a wish list, so that when they do sit down to evaluate the different phases within their project, they'll be able to realistically identify what the architecture looks like, what the hardware requirements are, and what the resources that are going to be required for the project are going to need to be comprised of, and what kind of skill sets are going to be involved there. So in looking at typical customer engagements to larger enterprises, we often start off with a requirements analysis where if they are using an existing monitoring or change in configuration management tool, if they are looking to deploy operating system images, be it server or desktop, we need to understand what those images look like today and get an inventory of those, as well as what the monitoring landscape looks like today, so that 3 months, 6 months down the road, we're able to show that customer that, well, we've achieved parity with your existing solution, and then we can now move on to either the additional requirements on their list, or we can move on to some of the wish list type criteria that they've outlined. And ensuring that the other benefit of the requirements analysis is we're able to ensure that we're on track from a scheduling perspective, because we can, once we have an understanding of what those requirements are, we can give a very realistic assessment of the time that's going to be involved to achieve those and the resources that are going to be involved to allow us to get to that end goal.
So what's cool about System Center?
What's cool about System Center? Well, I think there's a number of things that are cool about System Center. The first thing is, from an IT perspective, is your IT administrators, the full-time guys and gals that work within an organization, are often the things that we find they complain about most are having to put out fires on a day-to-day basis. And the things that they want to be involved in are the IT projects, because those are areas where there's an opportunity for challenge, there's an opportunity for learning, and it's something that typically excites an IT individual. So the System Center tools allow the IT administrator or the systems administrator to become proactively notified as well as more proactive in their day-to-day role. And by becoming more proactive and having an understanding ahead of time of potential issues, they can schedule a time that's convenient for them to deal with the issue before it becomes an outage and they have to go into firefighting mode. No one likes to have a boss or a manager looking over their shoulder and then looking at their watch and saying, well, how much longer until we're back up? How much longer until this is resolved or fixed? What caused this? Who caused it? That's being very reactive. So if we can implement a technology that helps to reduce, if not eliminate, those types of scenarios, that's something that not only excites us, but it excites the customers that we're working with at the same time.
So what are the pain points and solutions for IT pros when installing, managing, and working with systems management?
Well, there are definitely a number of pain points. I think the biggest pain point doesn't necessarily have to do with the implementation of the System Center suite of products or any other monitoring product outside of System Center. It has to do with the level of standardization within an organization. What we've seen from implementing any one of the System Center family of products is if we walk into an organization that has implemented some level of standardization, they're in a much better position to more efficiently and effectively implement a monitoring, change in configuration management, or backup type solution. So the first thing that we encourage a customer to do is look for commonalities between different server roles and try to identify what it is that could be grouped together from a logical monitoring or a logical deployment perspective. So in the context of change in configuration management, what type and how many desktop images do you have within the environment? And what are the applications, service packs, and hotfixes that comprise that image set? And how often do they change? What's your hardware cycle like? These are all things that we need to look at. In the context of operations management, we need to look at what it is you're wanting to monitor, and out of that, what your immediate needs are. So we typically go in and the first thing that customers are interested in is hardware monitoring and making sure that none of the components within the physical system are in a degraded or offline state. And then from there we can build upon that by looking at the overall health of the operating system and the logical drives, memory and CPU utilization, and other key performance monitor indicators. And then we can build upon that and we can look at monitoring the applications that run on those systems, extending that to incorporate and monitor network devices, and then truly integrating the solution into their business process through, say, an operations manager connector. And that could be something that Microsoft provides for free into products like HP OVO or into Tivoli, or something that we write for them on a custom basis to integrate into their line of business ticketing system, or connectors that we've written into, say, Alarm Point for notification.
So what do you consider then to be the best resources for working with systems management and System Center?
There are a number of resources out there that are very easily accessible on the internet to find more information. Certainly the Microsoft.com website and the System Center section of that website provides some great information and links to where you'll find other information, be it the different product team blogs, which are updated fairly currently and provide a wealth of knowledge from the people that are actually developing the product. We can also look to TechNet for different how-tos and different documentation. When it comes to Operations Manager, I think the best website, community website that's available is systemcenterforum.org. That website is updated on a continuous basis, and a number of very well-recognized as well as experienced contributors participate in that. Beyond that, if you're looking for more System Center configuration manager information, MyIT Forum tends to be a site where a lot of SMS or SCCM administrators contribute. And the forums there and the different blogs can provide answers and information to questions. And then at the same time, we have sites like factshop.com, faqshop.com, or momanswers.com. And then the different blogs from MVPs within the community who post resolutions to different problems on an ongoing basis.
So what about the future of systems management?
I think the future of operations management is very interesting and something that I certainly can't predict. I wish I could. From a Microsoft perspective, I think there's a lot of potential there with systems management because both the price of the products is very attractive in comparison to other offerings, and at the same time, we're seeing the product group make a tremendous number of investments into the feature set within all of the products to further extend and integrate that, making it a more heterogeneous type solution as opposed to a homogeneous Microsoft-centric type solution. So if we look at the history of the technology, we see that Microsoft's focus has been primarily around Microsoft technologies and the support of those. But what we're now starting to see, which up until this point has really been backfilled or provided by third-party independent software vendors, is the integration of support for cross-platform and non-Microsoft operating systems as well as applications, which can be very beneficial when looking at this from a large enterprise perspective, because there's really no company out there that operates solely on one vendor's technology. So we need the ability to monitor and manage all of that and provide a more holistic solution to the large enterprise customer.
Can you tell us more about systems management with System Center Operations Manager?
Sure. So systems management with Operations Manager is an area that we do a lot of work in, and the Operations Manager technology provides the customer the ability through an agent to server type configuration to monitor their production systems and possibly development or QA systems within the large enterprise, locally identify issues and generate alerts based upon those issues on the agent, and have that forwarded back and centrally logged and collected into a back-end SQL Server database, where we can then, moving forward, run reports and determine overall availability and health metrics on either an application basis or a server role basis or an individual system basis at any point in the future by storing that information in another database known as a back-end data warehouse. At the same time, from a security perspective, if you've enabled the audit collection server functionality, you can extend the ability to monitor simply the health of an application to include the monitoring of security of a given application. And this provides a solution to many customers that have looked at either developing something in-house or a number of other expensive alternatives to centrally collect and compress through the collection of normalized data back to a back-end, again, a back-end SQL Server database environment, where, again, you're able to run reports on different event IDs and different actions that have been logged within the security event logs on these typically geographically dispersed systems. So what we often see there is customers with an interest in monitoring their domain controller and global catalog server configurations initially, and then extending that security monitoring out to file servers and database servers to get a better understanding of who's making certain changes, and then being able to question why those changes were made based upon different activities that occur within the enterprise. And a lot of that has come from the need from compliance regulations like Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA or any other to collect and store that data for extended periods of time and be able to go back 3, 6, 9 months, 1, 3, 5, 7 years and query an action that took place during a specific time period and identify A, the person that initiated that action, and B, possibly the reason for that or justification for that type of access.
What is required to ensure a successful deployment?
Well, I think there's a number of things that are required to ensure a successful deployment. The first is, A, to make sure that you have the right skill set in-house and that you have experience with the technology so that you can get it up and running quickly. I think the second key to success is to look at it from a phased or a staged perspective, whereby you start off by understanding what the goals are that you're looking to accomplish, making sure you've assigned those right resources to the project, you've assigned a timeline, you have the capital budget, and then moving forward with procuring the appropriate hardware to make sure that performance doesn't become a bottleneck for you. And then from there, it's, again, taking that staged approach in putting together the management server backend, making sure that it's up and running and configured properly, then moving on to deploying agents to a subset of your production systems, as well as building a QA or pre-production type environment to facilitate testing in ahead of time, and then looking at incrementally adding management packs. So Operations Manager uses a concept known as a management pack, which includes really the rules and the logic for monitoring an application within that management pack, and that management pack is typically specific to a given application. So SQL and the different versions of SQL would each have their own management packs. the operating system, and really each version now of the operating system would have its own management pack. And third-party vendors would produce management packs for different applications that weren't Microsoft applications. So if you were looking at monitoring Oracle as a database, obviously Microsoft wouldn't have a management pack to monitor Oracle, but you could look to a third-party vendor to obtain that. The key with management packs to understand is, as you import a management pack, that management pack will be dynamically deployed to all of your agents within your production environment, and it will assess whether the application that the management pack was designed to monitor is installed and configured on the server in which the agent's running. And if it is, it'll begin immediately, or very close to immediately, within typically 60 minutes, reporting back information about the overall health of that application. So if an environment isn't healthy from the get-go, it's possible to be overwhelmed by different alerts to different issues that the management pack has identified within the environment. So again, allocating the right project resources that are knowledgeable in the operations manager technology is important, but also having administrative resources there to do with resolving the issues as they are identified and as alerts are generated is another very important component to a successful implementation within a large organization. And then finally, once we've gone through that stage process of importing and configuring the management packs within a large enterprise environment, the next step is typically to integrate that into, through bidirectional communication, to integrate that into a ticketing system so that the business process can be adhered to. And when an alert is fired within Operations Manager, a ticket is opened within the ticketing system. The right group receives notification about the ticket, they resolve the issue, they close the ticket, and the ticketing system notifies Operations Manager that the ticket's closed, and it then can close the alert. And then the scheduling of reports and any custom management pack creation is something that is typically done after the integration or during the integration with a ticketing system. And that really provides a holistic solution to the customer that, in the end, integrates with their business process. So one of the things that we like to do is, during that requirements analysis phase, is identify what is being monitored and what the customer is really using. So what we find in looking at any monitoring application is there are certain things that may be monitored that are important to the customer and others that aren't important to the customer. So if we can identify what the real key features are, key functionality is for the customer, then we can look at achieving feature parity through the implementation of a similar monitoring tool like Operations Manager. So that's really the first step, is identifying what the customer wants to achieve. Beyond that, there are some ways, depending on the tool, to move different configurations from one platform to another. So one of the tool sets that we see quite frequently in use in large enterprise environments for URL monitoring is a tool known as SiteScope. And what we've developed at Infront is an application that extracts information from SiteScope and allows us to automate the creation of a web application monitor within Operations Manager. So those types of tools and that type of investment in their development can help to increase the efficiency in moving from one tool to another and reduce deployment times in reaching or attaining that monitoring parity within the Operations Manager tool itself. Other challenges to take into consideration include the need oftentimes to have multiple agents performing duplicate monitoring during that transition period. So whether a customer is moving from a non-Microsoft tool like OpenView or Tivoli to Operations Manager, or whether they're migrating from MOM 2005 to Operations Manager 2007, it's important to level set expectations with the customer and ensure that they have an understanding that there will be a period of time when duplicate data is being collected. And the important thing to really understand around the from a project perspective is that we don't necessarily need to generate multiple alarms that get received by the same business group, because that could be more of an annoyance than a benefit, and we don't need duplicate tickets, but we do need to decide at what point we've reached monitoring parity and start to make, to really flip the switch and transition from alarms generated in the original system to the alarms and notifications and subsequent tickets being opened in the new implementation of Operations Manager.
So what does it mean to do change and configuration management?
Well, that's you're asking a lot of great questions, and change and configuration management means many things to many different people. From our perspective, it really includes everything from receiving a new system, a new piece of hardware, be it a desktop or a server, from your original equipment manufacturer, and getting that system to a point where it's ready to be released into your production environment. So that could be releasing a desktop or a server image to that system and making sure that the images that you have that are to be deployed to that have the requisite drivers, or those drivers and any new patches or hotfixes can be easily incorporated into your image set to allow only ideally a single image to be maintained on your server and desktop platforms, or multiple images to be deployed based upon the operating system and the applications that you're working with. So as we see new operating systems like Vista being released by Microsoft, the ability to maintain only a single image as opposed to multiple images, say with XP or Windows 2000 Professional, is becoming more and more possible through the inclusion of your Windows Deployment Toolkit, as well as Image X, where you're able to inject or insert hotfixes and drivers into an existing image file and then leverage that one single image, as opposed to having to maintain an image for different hardware platforms or hardware abstraction layers. The other area to look at with change in configuration management is, once that server or desktop is deployed, is the ability to continually update that with new patches that come out on a monthly basis, sometimes more frequently than monthly, or when new service packs come out, as well as the deployment of applications. Applications typically change every year to 2 years within a corporate setting, and we need to go through either a uninstall and new install or an upgrade procedure and make sure that different departments have the appropriate version of the application that they need to be able to facilitate the work that they do within that organization itself. So patch deployment, application deployment is certainly another very important aspect of configuration and change management. But in addition to that, needing to understand what applications you have out there so that they can be patched and deployed is another aspect. So having the ability to collect and gather both hardware and software inventory information and licensing information is another component, as is the need for remote administration. So when a user calls the help desk and says, I'm having an issue with Outlook as an application or Adobe as an application, that help desk individual needs to have a tool set that allows them to remote in to that desktop and try to understand, identify, and hopefully resolve the issue or escalate it to the appropriate group that is able to resolve that issue. So SCCM is one example, or Configuration Manager has some remote administration functionality built into that to help facilitate that. And a lot of that is really piggybacks on some of the remote administration capabilities built into the newer Windows operating systems, like remote desktop or remote assistance, so that they can get access to those machines. Because again, as we grow in size as an organization, it's very common to find that your help desk may be centralized in one physical geographical location, but the user having the problem may be somewhere else in a different geographical location.
Can you describe the biggest challenges organizations face when implementing a monitoring tool?
Again, there are a number of challenges in implementing a change in configuration management tool. I think the biggest challenge that we see is approaching it methodically. And what I mean by that is, some organizations for whatever reason, try to do everything all at once, and they oftentimes bite off more than they can really chew. So when approaching change in configuration management, the way in which we approach that is very similar to how we might approach an operations manager type engagement, where we want to encourage the customer to make an investment in a requirements analysis. Sometimes it's hard for a customer to justify that investment. They view it more as an expense that doesn't provide them very much value. But the return on investment that they see there is in the cost or the hour savings from a consulting perspective in only having to do things once, as opposed to doing it once and then realizing partway through the project or at the end of the project that there was something that was missed and they really want that. So again, we encourage a customer to put in the core configuration management infrastructure, make sure that that is stable and it's functioning properly. It's being monitored by whatever monitoring tool they have, potentially operations managers, so that if there is an issue, again, they can be proactively alerted about an issue with their configuration management infrastructure. And then from there, deciding on the features that they're looking to implement. So if they're looking at the implementation of operating system deployment, then let's focus on that and only that for the first phase of the project or the second or third phase, depending on where we're at in the project, and complete that before we jump into application and patch deployment or before we jump into asset inventory and collection. And again, one feature tends to drive the other. So before we start packaging applications, we really need to have an inventory of what the applications are that are out there and what the different versions are that exist within the environment. So let's try to approach this with a framework in place, and we often use ITIL frameworks and knowledge or the Microsoft operations framework, MOF, or the solutions framework if we're looking at custom development and design work. And then the other thing to factor in is, does the tool set do everything that the customer is looking for? So one example until recent support within SCCM was the lack of wake on LAN functionality. So customers were struggling with trying to save and reduce energy costs, so they would power off desktops at the end of the day or have their employees power off those desktops. Well, that was great in helping the organization achieve a cost savings on hydro consumption or power consumption, but it certainly proved to be a challenge to systems administrator folks that needed to patch those desktops after hours. So looking at potentially incorporating a third-party wake on LAN solution would be something else that would be part of that requirements analysis that would hopefully come to light during that phase, and that would allow us to plan and account for that to ensure that the project was a success in the end and came in on budget.
Okay, what three questions would you ask, and what would be your answers if you were doing this interview?
What three questions would I ask, and what would be my answers? Well, I think you've hit most of them on the head by asking them already. I would have asked questions like, what are the keys to success for system-centered deployment? And the answer to that question would be the taking the time to plan the project ahead of time and making sure that you've identified the goals of that project and the features that you're looking to deploy and that those features align with the business needs of the organization. I would have asked the question, what do each of the different technologies do within the System Center suite, and I've explained what Operations Manager, Configuration Manager, DPM, and Virtual Machine Manager have done. And I would ask for some best practices around the System Center toolset. And again, that's something that we've touched upon earlier.
Rory, we will continue to follow your significant contributions, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
This concludes our exclusive interview with Rory McCall, a leading authority in Microsoft technologies, a Microsoft certified trainer, consultant advisor to corporations, and Microsoft System Center Operations Manager, MVP.